This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Mike Florio, you know him. He writes the Sports Bible or the Football Bible. It's called Pro Football Talk. You see him on NBC Sports all the time. Does a fantastic job. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, so Jeff, I was on, I know you hate when I do this, but I was on with Portland Radio this morning, and they were like all excited about.
Thank you.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You were on Portland Radio this morning? What was it, like 3 a.m. in Portland?
Oh, primetime. 3 a.m. They love it. They can't get enough. It was weird to hear this because the guys I was talking to, I thought they were great, but they were talking about just being like a one horse town, you know, because they only have the Trailblazers,
right?
And it's weird to think about it that way, isn't it?
How dare you talk about the Timbers and the Thorns like that?
He said we have an MLS team too. Does that make you feel better there?
Yeah,
footballer.
There you go.
Talk about the Thorns too. They're rolling.
Then they went and after they're done. You know, watching games, they go out and look at trees.
Oh, it's exciting.
Oh, a tree.
And that's after, what, smoking everything they possibly can get
wow.
in front of them? Come on. Let's be honest. Oregon's probably like one of the first places that you think of, you know, live free. Come on.
Just because Bill Walton was there back in the day?
No, it's not just him. And when you live in the Northwest, you kind of get it. You understand that Portland could be like the capital of.
Portland's an interesting city.
You with me on this, Dan?
I'll leave it at that.
Dan, I need you. I need your. Although San Francisco is pretty close there too. Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. San Francisco was the first place I saw people actually just openly smoking joints, no matter where they care. They just didn't care.
Yeah, like Cleveland now.
Just basically like our walk back to the car. Yes.
Nothing wrong with sitting in a coffee shop.
Like Cleveland now.
It's all natural, though, right? It's all natural.
What's that smell? It's not diesel.
Sitting there.
It's not smog.
Sit there at the independent bookshop, reading a book, Toke over the line.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. It doesn't get any better than this, being on Lawrence Welk. It is the epitome of irony.
Is that not the best?
Is that not the epitome of irony, though?
Oh, it's so good.
Right? Like, that's like the last thing you thought you ever would see there.
With Lawrence Welk then going, a modern hymnal for the kids. If you scroll through our X page, you can find it. I posted it on there. I think the day it got legalized in Cleveland, I think I posted it.
Oh, man. So, Jeff, a one and a two.
You want a Portland story real quick?
Yes, give me a Portland story. No, I sit here and live for your stories. Go.
You sure do. So, in Portland, it's after a game, and bunch of us went to
a hookah bar,
to a wing place, nationally known wing place.
Okay,
and so it's late.
Started in Columbus,
so okay. we walk back. Three of us walk back. Me, our buddy KK, and a gentleman named AC.
Okay,
you can guess who AC is.
Yeah, that's not too tough to.
His first name might be Austin.
Okay,
and we're walking back to our hotel. And we're walking, and you know, it's late at night, so it's a little rough, you're thinking, because Portland has some interesting people wandering the streets. We get in front of this hotel, and the doorman is escorting a woman out of the hotel. And she was not, you know, not a professional.
Yeah.
She was some gal who had been out on the streets, apparently. And so we're walking, and as the doorman gets this woman to the door and kind of pushes her into the sidewalk, not like physically pushing her down, this woman's head turns and she sees our friend AC and says, "And you son of a..."
What?
"I told you to quit." And you...
Yelling at AC?
Our friend AC is like, "Whoa!" Boom, cuts across the street, gets to our hotel fast. But this woman, obviously, you know...
Inebriated?
Had, and I don't... Might have been a permanent inebriation, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Something was a little off kilter.
She was. But she just turns... And immediately, "And you son of a..." And it's like Austin's like, "Oh my God." And we're all like, "Get out of here." It's funny. But like, it was one of those moments that's like, ah.
They didn't teach me this at South Bend.
Doesn't have a weapon, does she? Okay, good.
Wow. Weird. Portland's one of the few cities I've never been to. I think I missed
really?
That trip. Yeah, when we were traveling Cavaliers,
the arena is it's a beautiful arena. It's a liberal town. A lot of things going on there.
What does that mean?
A lot of things going on there.
All you got to do is watch a season or two of Portlandia.
Yeah.
And you've got the general vibe of Portland. It's a great place.
All right, give me the vibe on this. Do we feel more confident, less confident, or the same about the Cavaliers in this quest to try to get by? And really, the quest is to get by Boston,
absolutely,
right?
The okay. same. I'm same? Sorry. You take nothing out of the Miami series. Anybody who wants to take something out of the Miami series is just hoping to be a cheerleader and yay, yay, yay. Cavs are really good. Cavs have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. You can't add to it because of what they did to Miami. Miami was a 10th seed who decided not to show up for two home playoff games. What? What in the heck was Pat Riley? What the heck was Eric Spoelstra
but
thinking?
Are you?
That was just awful.
Are you belittling the accomplishment by saying that?
Yes. It wasn't. Andy, there was no accomplishment. You drilled a 10th seed that didn't want to be there for games 3 and 4. There's nothing to belittle. It was just...
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's awful. Miami stunk.
It was only the
I was shocked how bad Miami was, because you know what I think of the Miami organization.
Yeah.
I think they're really good.
Yeah.
And they weren't really good, and their team's not very talented. They're extremely well coached, and I expected that to play a factor in the Heat winning at least one game in the series. It did not.
So we do realize this was the most lopsided series in NBA playoff history, too. 122 points.
That's why you can't take anything out of it. The Heat was awful. The Cavs were really good, but the Cavs have been really good all year. So because they drilled the 10th seed that didn't want to be there for two home games, don't get overly excited. Stay excited because of what the Cavs did in the regular season and the chance that they have to really accomplish some things this year. Cavs have been really good, man.
Cavs outscored Miami by 122 points. They surpassed the 1986 Lakers for largest margin of victory in any four-game playoff span, regardless of series. The previous was 109. That was I got that off of Hoopsite. So... I are we concerned about Darius Garland? I think that they didn't need him. I mean, he's got a sprained big toe.
He'll be all right.
Sergeant Hulka.
If I had to guess, they kept him out because we're up 2-0. We got a chance. Okay, yeah, let's go. And Andy, I'll just throw this out. And this isn't you're better off having good players on your team. Cavs are very good when one of those guards sit. It allows them to do some other things that they don't normally do when they have both guards healthy.
Does it throw a wrench at other teams when they do that, though, when they don't play one?
I don't know.
I mean, don't you have to prepare for both all the time?
I'm not going to I'm not going to go there drastically because I just think that they're a very good basketball team when you have Donovan and Darius. You know, I don't like the small backcourt.
Yeah.
They still had the best record in the Eastern Conference with those guys playing together. And you don't get better by trading away good talent unless you get good talent in return. You know, it's about the mix. And right now, the mix is just fine.
How about this quote from before the game from Kenny Atkinson? He said he expected game four to be a tough one. This will be a monumental task, especially here in Miami.
Well, it should have been.
They have great pride, and they're a heck of a team. I expect this to go down to the wire tonight.
And Andy,
if the wire was 3 minutes into the game.
I expected game three to be that way. That's what I expected game three to be.
Well, it was. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what we learned from this. But you're right. There isn't, you know, that they didn't learn anything. So they learned that they were able to play against a team that they should beat and beat up, and they did that. It's exactly what they did, and that's why it was so exciting, so much fun. I don't know. I enjoyed it. Look, I was. If there's one thing the team we kind of question is the confidence going into the playoffs, because everyone is saying Boston, and I like before the series.
I'm not. You better beat Indiana.
Well,
Indiana's going to be a heck of a series.
But my point wasn't Indiana next. My point is that the majority of the people think that we are on it, whether it's Indiana or not. And this has nothing to do with the Cavaliers. This has to do with like the national narrative on the Cavs, right? So take care of business against Indiana, and then you'll get what you want. You're going to end up getting Boston, and I think that's where everyone's at. But I don't think people have a lot of respect for the Cavs going into this thing. They didn't.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think nationally, people think the Cavs cannot get by Boston.
Well, I understand that. Boston's the defending NBA champs. So they're really good.
I think that in this four-game series, if they accomplish nothing less, I don't think
the Cavs will get past Boston. If it ends up where they're, I would take Boston in that series. I would take the Cavs against Indiana. I don't think they beat Boston. Until you beat the champ, you don't beat the champ. Sorry.
No, they beat him in Boston. I know everyone wants to poo-poo it because they think Boston went to sleep. Like, what? By the way, Boston's already lost the game in their series, right?
So what?
Well, they lost the game.
You're allowed to lose games. It's the series.
Yeah, but
you only got to win four.
Is Boston the greatest team that's ever walked the face of this earth?
Nope.
And by the way, I have confidence in the Cavaliers right now. I'm just, you know what? I'm tired of giving Boston so much credit. Let's see what the Cavs can do against them in the Eastern Conference. If they can get there, yeah, I know. Don't put your foot on the pedal too fast past Indiana.
If Boston can get there, Boston's going to get a heck of a series from New York.
True. So, I don't know. I hope that they put the pedal to the metal against Indiana. I hope they can do the same thing. And I think anybody that was worried about what was going to happen against Miami suffers the same fate. I want the Cavaliers to step on their throat. I want them to step on everybody's throat.
Oh, that's not nice.
I want them to tell everyone just to shut up. They did it against Miami. They stepped on their throat. I'm tired. I'm tired of getting picked on.
Picked on?
I'm getting picked on. I'm tired of you guys picking on me for this stuff.
What's the over-under on minutes Jalen Brunson plays in that series?
It's 47 per game.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll do some quick math.
Times however many games you play.
Josh Hart won't leave the floor.
Neither will Karl-Anthony Towns until he pulls something.
Or falls out.
Let's come back. We switch gears. We talk about the Browns. Mary Kay Cabot, she called it. Jeff said it. They could draft two quarterbacks. They could draft two running backs. And guess what? They did both. Mary Kay Cabot next, Cleveland.com. She joins us here on Baskin and Phelps.